奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主，我们感谢你，你离开天上荣华的宝座，降世成为人，来到世界。
And Lord, we thank you that you ascended, you descended from your heavenly throne and came to this earth to become a man.
你来到世界就是以马内利的开始。
And when you came on this earth, then it's the beginning of Emmanuel.
要借着你来到世界，你要与我们同在。
And through your coming on earth, you are with us.
这也是我们人类希望的开始。
And this is also the beginning of the hope of mankind.
因为离开你，我们人就一无所有。
Because without you, then we are lost.
啊，离开你，我们就不能做什么。
And without you, we cannot do anything.
啊，现在你应许跟我们同在。
And now you have promised to be with us.
所以我们能够跟你的国有份。
So that we can have part of your kingdom.
这是我们一生最大的恩典。
This is the greatest, grace of our life.
求主你带领每一个朋友都能够认识你。
And we ask that you bring every friend to know you.
都能够体验到你与我们同在。
So that they can experience you being with us.
从你得到丰盛的恩典。
And to receive abundant grace from you.
求你亲自带领祝福我们的聚会。
And Lord, may you guide and bless our service.
愿荣耀颂赞归你的圣名。
And may all the glory and praises be unto your holy name.
Amen.
Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
请我们看以赛亚书。
Please turn to Isaiah.
以赛亚书的第七章。
Isaiah chapter 7.
十四节。
Verse 14.
以赛亚书第七章的十四节。
Isaiah chapter 7, verse 14.
因此主自己要给你们一个兆头，必有童女怀孕生子，给他起名叫做以马内利，就是神与我们同在的意思。
Verse 14, Therefore the Lord himself will give you a sign. Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God be with us.
在公元前700年前神感动以赛亚先知写出这一段预言。
And 700 BC, God moved the prophet Isaiah to write this verse.
我们人能够预测，但是人不能够预知。
And we can always make a prediction, but it's not a prophecy.
那预测跟预知不一样。
And to make a prediction and to prophesy is different.
你看，两三年前美国的股票非常的高。
If you see 2 or 3 years ago, the stock exchange was very high.
有好多人放了很多的钱进去。
A lot of people invested a lot of money.
因为他预测这个股票可能会一直往上涨。
Because they predicted that the stock market would continue to grow.
但事实上预测并不准确。
But then in reality, it was not true.
一直到去年股票开始往下掉。
Because last year the stock market started crashing.
所以很多的钱就卡在那个地方。
And a lot of money was remained in the stock market.
这个就是人预测的不准确。
And so this is the uncertainty of man's prediction.
有时候我们看到天气预测。
And sometimes you look at the weather forecast.
也不太准。
And it's also not very accurate.
最准的天气预测就是晴时多云偶阵雨全部都进去了。
And the most accurate weather predictions are those that put everything in there where they're saying it's partly cloudy with a chance of rain.
那全部都进去了。
And they have included every element.
所以我们人用很多科学的方法，用科学的数据，你可以预测，但是到最后真的跟这个一样吗？有时候会差很多。
And although we can use a lot of scientific numbers and all these theories to make predictions, but many times the truth is very different.
因为人的智慧有限了。
It's because the wisdom of mankind is very limited.
人毕竟是人，连明天要发生什么事情，我们都没有办法知道。
And humans are humans, and we cannot even predict what will happen tomorrow.
我们怎么能知道十年以后的事情呢？
How is it that we can know what happens 10 years from now?
但是预知就不一样了。
But a prophecy is different.
Foresee,
foreseeing is different.
这就是你能够预先看到未来要发生的事情。
Because then you can foretell what's going to happen.
在主耶稣出生前700年。
And 700 BC,
神就感动人写说，有一个童女要怀孕生子。
And God moved man to write that there will be a son born of a virgin.
那他的名要称作以马内利。
And they shall call his name Emmanuel.
那在以赛亚书里面有很多关于主耶稣出生的预言。
And in the book of Isaiah, there are many prophecies regarding Jesus Christ.
啊，甚至连主耶稣要埋葬在富有人的坟墓也写出来。
And even that Jesus Christ is going to be buried in a rich man's grave.
主耶稣要复活也写出来。
Or that he's going to resurrect.
啊，所以主耶稣的出生不是偶然的。
So the birth of Jesus Christ is not just an accident.
啊，很多的宗教的发生都是偶然的。
A lot of happenings in religion are all by chance.
因为一个人生下来。
Because a person is born.
啊，生在苦难当中。
They're born in difficulties.
所以开始去思想苦难。
And so they started pondering about these difficulties.
就发明一套的哲学。
And they come up with a philosophy.
这个就是佛教的开始。
And this is the beginning of Buddhism.
哦，但是基督教不是这样。
But this is not Christianity.
啊，圣经说神在创世以前就拣选了我们。
And Jesus, God has told us that before the earth was created, that He had already chosen us.
创世就是还没有圣经以前呢，神就拣选我们。
And before creation means before the Bible, and they had already chosen us.
神就知道有我们的存在。
And He knew that our existence.
啊，神就预定基督要降生。
And He had predicted that Jesus Christ would come down.
啊，神就预定我们会被拣选得救。
And He foretold that we would be saved.
所以这个也是为什么我们今天能够相信有神的原因。
And this is also a reason why we can believe that there is a God today.
整本圣经旧约有三十七卷啊，三十九啊，九卷的圣经。
And in the Old Testament, there are 39 books.
啊，新约有二十七卷。
And in the New Testament, there are 27.
一共有六十六卷的圣经。
66 books in the Bible.
那从第一卷开始写到最后一卷，相差大概有1700年。
And from the very beginning of the Bible until the very end, when they wrote it, there's about 1700 years of difference.
你想这个1700年改变有多大？
And if you think how many changes took place in 1700 years.
我们现在有人在研究圣经。
And nowadays we have Bible theologians.
这个新约圣经是原来是希腊文写的。
And the New Testament was originally written in Greek.
有人到这个神学院去念希腊文。
And some people go to theological school to study Greek.
希腊文念得很通啊。
And they're very fluent in Greek.
可以念到这个学校给他的成绩是 A。
And they can read to the point that they get an A in school.
那他到希腊去旅游，报纸看不懂。
But then when they go to Greece to vacation, they cannot understand the newspapers.
那为什么希腊文可以念到 A, 但是希腊报纸看不懂？
So how is it that they can have an A in their Greek class, but yet they cannot understand the Greek newspapers?
因为这个是一千年前、两千年前的希腊文。
Because this is about 2,000 years ago Greek.
那个是用希腊文是用发音来代表它的意思。
And the Greek used phonetics to represent this meaning.
那中文是用它的形象来代表它的意思。
And in Chinese characters, they use characters and images to represent the meaning.
这不太一样啊。
It's a bit different.
这个形象不变，所以一千年以后你看意思还是一样。
And with the image, then it doesn't matter how many years have passed, but the meaning is still the same.
但是音会变。
But then the phonetics will change.
所以一千年前他用那个音所代表的意思，跟一千年以后就不一样。
And so the phonetics that was used 1,000 of years ago, then they're different from what it is today.
所以我们可以想象说，当他们在写圣经前后差了1600年。
And so if we think that the Bible, there's a thousand six hundred years of difference between the beginning of the Bible and the end.
那个文化改变多大？
How much has the culture changed?
那社会的背景改变多大？
And how much has the environment changed?
这是很难想象的。
It's very difficult to comprehend.
那四十几个人写的。
And this is also written by 40-something people.
有的是在王宫里面。
And some were in the palaces.
有的是农夫。
And others were farmers.
有的是渔夫。
Some are fishermen.
有的是医生。
Some are doctors.
有的是税吏。
Some tax collectors.
职业都不一样。
They all have different careers.
那把他们写的合成一本圣经。
And then all of their writings was combined into this Bible.
我们现在读圣经，翻来翻去，一下创世，一下启示录。
And nowadays when we read the Bible, sometimes we turn one minute to Genesis and next to Revelation.
你找不到一个地方说啊，创世纪写的跟启示录写的冲突了，找不到一个地方。
But yet in all this time, you cannot find a place in the Bible that contradicts itself.
是串联在一起的。
But rather, it has all been interconnected into each other.
这个是人没有办法想象的一件事情。
And this is something that mankind cannot comprehend.
因为这个整个圣经的思想是一贯的。
Because this whole thought of the Bible is one.
这个就是神在后面一直在感动人写的。
And so this is written with the movement of God behind them.
所以人好像是一根笔一样, 写下来有各种不同的字体, 有各种不同的这个笔迹。
And so each of these authors, they were as though they were the pen, and each one of them had written down in a different language or character.
但是它里面那个思想是从神来的。
And yet all their thoughts came from God.
因此圣经里面很多的预言。
There are many prophecies in the Bible.
一个一个都实现了。
And each one has come true.
所以圣经的存在就代表有神的存在。
And so the existence of the Bible demonstrates the existence of God.
所以主耶稣出生的时候,
And when Jesus was born,
圣经就说, 预言的以赛亚书所说, 预言的700年前先知所说的。
Then they recorded about the prophecies that were from Isaiah 700 years ago.
耶稣出来传道理。
And when Jesus Christ came out to preach,
那圣经也说, 预言以赛亚书所说的。
And they also quote back to prophecies from the book of Isaiah.
加利利的拿弗他利的人, 坐在石荫幽谷的人, 将有大光照着他们。
And that this was a Galilean, a Nazarite.
所以当我们看不懂圣经,
And so when we cannot understand the Bible,
我们对圣经很多的问题,
And we have many questions from the Bible.
这不是圣经有错误,
It's not that the Bible has something wrong.
这是因为我们的智慧有限,
But rather that our wisdom is limited.
我们不能了解,
And we cannot comprehend.
因为这是一本神的书啊,
Because this is the book of God.
圣经里面说它里外都是印封住的。
And the Bible tells us that from inside out, it's all sealed.
你把圣经拿给认识字的人,不认识字的人,假如我没有受过教育,我读不懂啊。
And if you bring it to someone illiterate, they might try to read it, but they say, I don't know the word, so I cannot read it.
但是你给那个受过很好教育的人,
But if you go give it to somebody who's very well educated,
每一个字他都懂。
Maybe they understand how to read every single one of the words.
这一句话串起来他也懂。
And maybe they understand what the sentence means.
但你问他说,那里面什么意思?
But if you ask them what the whole entire thing contains,
不懂,
they don't know.
为什么?
Why?
因为这个字面的意思,这里面有属灵的意思。
It's because underneath these surface words, then there are some spiritual meanings.
属灵的意思就是神真的要表达的意思。
And the spiritual meanings are the real meanings that God wants to manifest.
所以圣经真的是一本很奇妙的书。
And so the Bible is truly a miraculous book.
那在圣经的预言里面,
And in the prophecies of the Bible,
一个最重要的预言,
One of the most important prophecies,
就是关于主耶稣的一生。
It's the one regarding the life of Jesus Christ.
主耶稣要出生,
that Jesus Christ will be born.
主耶稣要为人的罪死,
and that he would die for the sins of mankind.
主耶稣要复活,
and that he would resurrect.
主耶稣要升天,
and he would ascend to heaven.
主耶稣要再来,
and he would come again.
圣经里面都有预言。
All these have prophecies in the Bible.
所以这个主耶稣的这种神性,如果相信圣经,你就相信了主耶稣。
And so all the essence of Jesus Christ is in the Bible. So if you believe in the Bible, then you believe in Jesus Christ.
不可能说你相信圣经, 但是我不相信主耶稣。
And it's impossible to say that I believe in the Bible, but I do not believe in Jesus Christ.
因为圣经那个中心人物就是主耶稣。
Because the central person in the Bible is Jesus Christ.
你相信圣经, 你就相信了耶稣。
And if you believe the Bible, then you believe Jesus.
因为整个一贯的思想就是指向一个人, 就是耶稣。
Because the one doctrine in the whole Bible is Jesus Christ.
所以不可能你接受这本书, 但是那一个, 这本书的中心人物你不相信, 这不可能。
And so it's not, you cannot just believe the Bible, but not believe in the main character, Jesus.
所以这里说, 童女怀孕生子,
And so here it talks about a virgin conceiving and bearing a son.
你要给他起名叫以马内利。
And you shall call his name Emmanuel.
那我们现在再看第九章, 再来进一步的解释。
And let's look at chapter 9 for a deeper level of understanding.
第9章的第6节
Chapter 9, verse 6
第9章第6节
Chapter 9, verse 6
有一个婴孩为我们而生 有一子赐给我们 政权必担在他的肩头上 他的名要叫做奇妙的策士 全能的神 永在的父 和平的君 第7节
7
他的政权与平安必增加无穷 他必在大卫的宝座上治理他的国，以公平和公义使他的国坚定稳固，从今直到永远。万军的神热心必成就这个事情。这里说有一个婴孩赐给我们，
And here it tells us that for
为我们而生，
For unto us a child is born.
有一子赐给我们，
And that is a son is given.
那这就是我们刚刚第七章所念的。
And this is the same thing as what we read in chapter 7.
这个婴孩就是童女怀孕所生的。
And this son is the one that's conceived by a virgin and born.
那他叫做以马内利。
And shall be called Emmanuel.
那 第七章是说他的名要叫做以马内利。
In chapter 7, it says that the name shall be called Emmanuel.
好，那在第九章的第六节说他的名啊有四个。
And then in chapter 9, then it's, verse 6, it says that there are four names.
所以这个是等号的，相等的。
And so these are equal.
啊，都是他的名啊。
They're all his name.
所以以马内利就是等于这四句话。
And so Emmanuel means these four phrases.
啊，奇妙的测试。
Wonderful.
全能的神。
Counselor.
永在的父。
Mighty God.
和平的君。
Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace.
也就是说，当神真的跟我们同在，你相信主耶稣，神真的借着主耶稣跟我们同在的时候
，And so if you believe that Jesus Christ is truly with us,
你就可以体验到他是奇妙的测试，他是全能的神，他是永在的父，他是和平的君。
Then you can believe that He is a wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace.
所以有的人说，我不信耶稣，我也活得好好。
And some people say that I can live very well without believing in Jesus Christ.
很可能你不信耶稣，你也活得好。
And perhaps it's so.
吃喝穿都没有问题。
You have no problems in what you eat, drink, or wear.
但是有一天你认识了主耶稣。
But then one day you meet Jesus Christ.
你才发现人活着不能没有耶稣。
And then you realize that you cannot live without Jesus Christ.
没有耶稣就是没有神的同在。
Because without Jesus Christ, it is without the abidance of God.
没有神的同在就是没有奇妙的测试。
And without the abidance of God means without the wonderful counselor.
没有全能的神。
Without the mighty God.
没有永在的父。
Without the everlasting
Father.
没有
和平的君。
And without the Prince of Peace.
那为什么没有这些不行呢？
So why is it that we cannot live without these?
因为这太重要了。
Because these are too important.
那我们就一个一个来查考这四个跟我们的关系。
So let's study about the relationship of these four with us.
说起来也很奇妙，主耶稣一个人他要扮演四种的角色。
And it's actually very interesting to see that Jesus Christ will have these four roles.
你想想看我们现在一个人生一个孩子就不简单了。
And if you think about it, nowadays if we have one child, it's already very difficult.
所以有的人选择不要孩子。
And so some people choose not to have any children.
我比较晚结婚了。
And I got married when I was a little later.
我说后来我太太怀孕了，大家很高兴恭喜恭喜。
And then when my wife got pregnant, everyone was very happy and they congratulated me.
后来第二个孩子又出来。
And then we had the second child.
很多人就笑笑就不讲话。
And some people just start laughing, they no longer said anything.
就看见怎么勇敢的。
And they thought, wow, how brave.
第三个孩子出来，有的看着就一种同情的眼光。第三个出来了。
And then when we had our third child, then people started looking at us with a compassionate eye.
所以当一个孩子的父母不简单。
And so it's not easy to be a parent of one child.
你当两个更不简单。
And it's even more difficult to be one for two children.
当三个更不简单。
And to be a parent for three children is even worse.
那他说他要做永在的父。
But here it says that he shall be an everlasting father.
他要做全世界上人的父。
That he will be a father to all of the world.
每一个人都向他祷告，父啊，父啊。
And everyone prays to him and say, Father, Father.
每一个祷告感谢的大概比较少，大部分都在讲问题。
And many people, when they pray, they rarely give thanks, but rather they're just asking for more things.
如果你有五个孩子，你一回家，这个跟你讲问题，那个跟你讲问题，你头大了怎么办？
And if you have five children and you come home and all that your children do is tell you about their problems, then you probably will feel very worried.
但是主耶稣能够解决每一个人的问题。
But Jesus Christ can take care of everyone's problems.
他要当人的父。
And he wants to be the father of humankind.
这不简单啊，但是他能做得很好啊。
And this is not very easy, but he does it very well.
所以你如果信主耶稣久了以后，你发现人世间最好的父就是天上的神。
And so after you believe for a while, then you find out that the best father in the world is the father in heaven.
他还是和平的君。
And then he's also the prince of peace.
君就是王啊。
And the prince is a king.
有时候你发现家庭里面你都没有办法摆平啊。
And a lot of times you find that in your family, it's not very easy to have peace.
两个小孩子吵架。
Or you have two children fighting.
就是吵说一个电脑是谁要先用。
And if there's one computer, then they're arguing about who gets it first.
第一个人用 online 可以几分钟，第二个要几分钟。
And if you're getting online, how many minutes can one person stay online before the other one gets on?
那一吵起来，父母就摆不平了。
And then once they start arguing, then it's very difficult for the parents to have peace.
第一个说我要做功课啊。
And then the first one says, I want to do my homework.
第二个说你已经用了这么久了。
And the second one goes, you've already used it for so long.
我要跟朋友聊天呢。
And I want to chat with my friends.
所以家庭我们都摆不平。
And so it's very hard to have peace in the family.
但是你看，信耶稣的地方到处都很平安。
But if you see the places where they believe in Jesus Christ, it's very peaceful.
所以不简单啊，他成就和平。
And it's not very It's not very easy, but he is going to establish peace.
他要做全能的神。
And he will be the mighty God.
哦，你看，要当神不简单啊。
And if we see, it's very difficult to be God.
哦，所以你看历史当中啊，如果有人被神化了，到最后都被弄倒了。
And if you see, if someone has been deified in life, then oftentimes they have been made to fall.
我曾经到苏联去传福音。
And I went to Russia on a missionary trip.
我看到那个以前啊高丽在街上那个很大的人像。
And then on the streets, I saw some very large statues.
现在用起重机把它吊起来放到地上。
And now they have used the cranes to lift them and bring them down on the floor.
小孩子在那爬上爬下，在那里玩。
And the children have now started climbing all over them.
以前他是被神化，当作神啊。
And previously they have been deified and they were taken as gods.
你要讲来讲去，他不是神啊，很多问题他也弄错了。
But then many times if you tell them problems, then they still cannot help you.
那当神不简单啊。
And it's not very easy to be God.
那我们在东南亚有时候看到街上啊，或者河流里面，很多的神被丢在那里，断手断脚。
And if you go to Asia, a lot of times you see that there are idol gods in the trash cans.
那拜来拜去，发现你不是神啊，丢掉也不会怎样。
Because if they worship them, and then they find out that they cannot do anything, so even though they throw them away, they would not do anything. 但是
主耶稣是全能的神。
But God is the Jesus Christ is the Almighty God. 信
耶稣的人越来越多。
And the people that believe in Christ are even more.
全世界有四分之一的是基督徒。
And a quarter of all of humans are Christians nowadays.
不简单了
哦。It's not easy.
第一个就是奇妙的测试。
And also a wonderful counselor.
我们在圣经里面讲不讲奇怪哦？啊，你祷告了病得医治很奇怪哦，奇怪这是有问题的。
And usually we do not talk about things in the Bible as being very weird. We do not say that, oh, you receive healing from your illness. This is very strange, very weird.
奇怪是从这个偶像，是从鬼来的，那个叫奇怪。
But rather, something that's strange or weird comes from the devil.
好，那我们在讲神的作为就是奇妙。
But rather, when we're talking about the doings of God, it's very wonderful.
所谓奇妙就是说你想不透了，那一种他给你的答案你真的从来没有想过的。
And this wonderful... It means that when God gives you an answer, it's something that you're very much in awe of, that you've never thought of this.
那神跟我们同在，第一个，他要做我们最奇妙的测试。
And so when God is with us, then the first thing he wants to do for us is be our wonderful counselor.
啊，这个是150年前中文啊，150年前翻的啊，奇妙的测试，现在的，以现在的话来讲，就是最奇妙的参谋。啊，就是啊，人世间里最奇妙的辅导员啊。
It's your wonderful counselor.
我们常常发现有问题，你要去找人问。
And oftentimes you see that you have problems and you want to find someone to ask.
在学校有问题，你去找那个 counselor 问。
And if you have problems in school, you go to the school counselors.
在家里面有问题啊，你去找父母问。
And if you have problems in the household, then you go to your parents.
所以啊，人如果有问题啊，就是去找答案。
And so when people have problems, they often go and try to find solutions.
那现在人啊，最多找答案的地方是在internet.
And nowadays, the people will often go to the internet to find solutions for their problems.
那你发现 internet 里面有很多的资讯。
And then you find that in the internet, there's many advice.
但是你对人活着，怎么让我们活着更有智慧？有时候你找不到。
But oftentimes you cannot find an answer for what's the wisest way to live our lives.
资讯很多，但是智慧很少。
And that there's very much advice, but then there's not that much wisdom.
因为如果那里没有神，那你就没有真的智慧。
Because if there's not God in there, then there is not true wisdom.
真的智慧是从神来的。
Because true wisdom comes from God.
有一次，一个父母后来他告诉我了。
And one time a parent told me.
他说他的小孩子到教会来慕道。
Said that their children had come to seek after the truth at church.
那个讲道就是人为什么活着。
And the topic in the sermon was that why do people live?
他的小孩子回家就问爸爸了啊，请问人为什么活着
？And so when the child went home, he asked his father, why do people live?
这个爸爸就说，小孩子把书读好就好，想这么多做什么
？And so the father said, what are you doing thinking so much? Just study.
这父亲这样讲啊，有两个意思。
And when the father said that, there are two meanings.
第一个就是说，真的，你不要想这么多，你就书读好，就这个以后再想。
And one meaning is that you can just not think about it so much right now, but you just study, and then you can think about it later.
很有可能是他爸爸也答不出来。
But most, the bigger possibility is that father did not know.
人为什么活着
？And why do people live?
这个是很难的一个问题啊。
It's a very difficult question.
那如果你没有办法解决这个问题，请问你这么忙要做什么？
And if you cannot answer this question, then why is it that you're so busy in life?
那没有答案的。
There's no answer.
你到处街上到处你问人说你为什么活着？
And if you go around this world and you ask people, why do you live?
没有答案。
They do not know.
你到那个躺在病床快要断气的人，他已经活了七八十年了，你问他说你为什么活着？没有答案。
And if you go to someone on their deathbed, perhaps they lived for 70, 80 years, and then when you ask them, why did people live, then they still do not know.
有的死了，埋葬了，他也不知道他为什么活着。
And some people, they are dead, and then they're even buried, and they still do not know what's the purpose of their lives.
那你一直到遇到主耶稣，你才找到答案。
And it's only when you find Jesus Christ that do you find the answer.
没有耶稣，没有答案的。
Because without Jesus Christ, there is not answer.
那人生没有答案，又活得很忙，就好像开车开得很快，你不晓得要去哪里。
And a person that's so busy in life, and yet they do not know what the purpose of life is, it's just like a person who's driving very fast without a direction.
请问诸位，你有没有在这个 freeway 开得很快，你不晓得要去哪里呢？
And I ask you, have you ever driven very fast on the highway and not know where you were going?
大概没有吧。
Perhaps not.
如果有，那个时候大概你酒醉了。
And if you have, then perhaps at that moment you were drunk.
或者心情不好，去兜兜风这样而已。
Or perhaps you were just very depressed and you just wanted to go and drive it off.
我们做一件事情一定有一个目标。
Rather, whenever we do anything, there is a purpose, a goal.
读书就是要求知识。
We study because we want more knowledge.
工作就是要赚钱。
And you work because you want to earn money.
每一件事情都有一个目标在那里。
And everything that you do, there is a purpose for it.
那请问你走了一生，你的目标在哪里？
And so I ask you, you've walked this whole life, what is your purpose?
真的是没有答案的。
There truly is not an answer.
主耶稣给我们答案。
But Jesus Christ gives us the answer.
好，我们看约翰福音第八章。
Let's look at John chapter 8.
十二节。
John chapter 8 verse 12.
好，约翰福音第八章的十二节。
John 8 verse 12. 好，
耶稣又对众人说：“我是世界的光，跟从我的人就不在黑暗里面走，必要得到生命的光。”主耶稣说：“跟从我的就不在黑暗里面走。”
Jesus Christ said that he who follows me shall not walk in darkness.
黑暗就是看不到前面的。
And darkness means you cannot see what's ahead of you.
看不到目标。
You cannot see the goal.
我就是世界的光。
It says I am the light of the world.
所以在一个人跟从主耶稣，你才能够看得到前面。
So only when a person follows Jesus Christ can they see before them.
你才能够看得到目标。
And then you can see the goal.
那你人生这样一直看，你的前面是什么？
And if you keep on looking, then what's ahead of you?
你一直看。
Just keep on looking.
你求学完。
And after you study.
成家。
And then you establish a family.
养孩子，你前面一直看到一条路一直往前走。
And you have children, and you just keep on looking forward in your life.
你好像开车这样，一直看，一直看，一直看，往前走。
And so you are driving, and just keep on looking forward in your life.
哎，到你退休了。
Up until the point you retire.
再往前看。
And just keep on looking.
辛苦做工这么久啊，享福啊。
And that you've worked so hard, you've enjoyed life.
再往前去。
And keep on looking forward.
你发现在前面是什么？
And then what do you find ahead of you?
死路一条。
It's just a way to death.
无路可走。
There's no other way.
再下去就是悬崖，噗，就掉下去了。
Because right at the bottom is a cliff, and then you're just going to fall over.
没有目标的。
And there is no purpose.
人生是以死做结束的。
Because the end of life is death.
那主耶稣说，我就是光。
But Jesus said, I am the light.
就是你可以看到前面。
Meaning that you can look beyond.
你可以看穿了死亡后面是什么。
And you can look through beyond death.
死不是说大家哭哭了，棺材埋下去就完了，没有完哦。
And death is not just that everyone cries and you're buried in a coffin and that's it.
你如果到主耶稣里面，你就看到另外一个生命。
But rather, if you're in Jesus Christ, then you can see a different life.
在天国的生命。
And the life in heaven.
那这个就在主耶稣的光里面呢，你才看得到的。
And this is only something you can see with the light of Jesus Christ.
没有主耶稣，你就看不到未来了。
And without the Jesus Christ, you cannot see the future.
人生是没有未来的人。
And then it becomes a life without future.
有主耶稣，你就看到永生了。
Because with Jesus Christ, you can see the eternal life.
所以人为什么活着？
So why is it that we live?
就是要借着主耶稣找到神。
It's that through Jesus Christ, we can find God.
跟神建立关系。
To establish a relationship with God.
在今生得恩典。
To receive blessings in this world.
在来世得永生。
And in the future to receive eternal life.
你在主的光里面，你就找到答案。
And in the light of Jesus Christ, then you find the answer.
所以这个叫做奇妙的参谋，你想不到的，没有一个哲学家给你这种答案的。
And so this is what it means by wonderful counselor, because there's not a scientist who can give you this answer.
所以有的人很怕死。
And a lot of people are afraid of death.
怎么办?
They say, what happens?
我很怕,
I'm very afraid of dying.
怎么去解决?
How can you get rid of this fear?
你可以运动，你可以注重营养。
And you can exercise and be very watchful of what you eat.
但是你还是会死啊。
But then you will still die.
你想想看，我们当中有几位九十岁的。
And if you look about, think about it, how many of you guys here are 90 years old?
没有啊, 是不是?
None.
哦,100岁, 没有啊。
And 100, there's none.
啊,如果这样推的话,
And if you just keep on looking at this way,
再过90年, 请问诸位你在哪里?
Then if in 90 years, where would you be?
诸位你在哪里? 90年。
Where would you be in 90 years?
如果90年你还住在纽约, 可能就在墓园里面, 陈某某某,一个杯子啊。
And if you're still living in New York City, then perhaps you are in you're in a graveyard, and where there's a tombstone saying that this is where you lie.
所以很怕死也要死。
So even though you may be afraid of death, but you will still die.
请问怎么解决?
So how can you solve this?
没有答案。
There are no answers.
怎么解决?
How can you solve this?
耶稣说,
Jesus Christ has said,
我就是生命, 我就是复活。
He said, I am the life and the resurrection.
这句话没有一个哲学家讲过的。
This is something that no other founder of religion has said.
没有一个医生讲过的。
And no doctor has said.
我就是生命，我就是复活。你吃我开的药，你不会死。没有一个医生这样讲。如果有那个医生，那是骗子。
And there's no doctors that have said that I am the life and the resurrection. If you eat the medicine I give you, then you will never die.
因为人没有办法控制生命。
Because humankind cannot control life.
耶稣说,我就是生命,我就是复活。
But Jesus Christ said, I am the life and the resurrection.
他叫拉撒路从死里面复活。
And he called Lazarus to rise from the dead.
他说,我死了三天,我要做复活。
And he said that even though he had died for 3 days, I would call him to life.
他真的死了三天,再活过来。
And truly he was dead for 3 days and he came to life.
这个证明他掌管生命。
And this meant that he controls life.
在他里面没有死亡。
And that in him there is no death.
因为他是生命的泉源, 在他里面没有死亡。
Because he is the origin of life, and in him there is no death.
因为他就是神。
Because he is God.
所以今天我们在主耶稣里面,
So today in Jesus Christ,
你就找到真正的生命。
You have found the true life.
你就不怕死了。
And you're no longer afraid of death.
请问诸位,
And I ask you,
你到美国来,
You come to the United States.
有没有人哭哭啼啼来?
And how many of you came kicking?
如果你哭哭啼啼的人就回去了，为什么来到这么痛苦？
And if you come kicking and crying, then perhaps you would have gone home.
你都是有一个理想。
You all have a goal, an ideal.
所以今天我们来到这个地方。
And today we come here.
我们将来要去那个天国。
And one day we will go to heaven.
是更美好的地方。
It's even a more beautiful place.
所以死虽然肉体上你觉得舍不得，但是你到更好的地方。
And even though you might feel very sad to leave this earth, but you're going to a better place.
所以这个耶稣就是人生的答案。
And Jesus Christ is the solution of life.
离开耶稣你就没有答案。
And if you leave Jesus Christ, then you do not have any answers.
你对死亡就没有答案, 只有耶稣本身是答案。
And you have no answers towards death, because only Jesus Christ is the answer.
所以耶稣是奇妙的测试, 最奇妙的参谋。
And so Jesus Christ is truly that wonderful counselor.
对人生很重要的问题, 主耶稣有答案。
And that towards all the very mysterious questions in life, he has the answer.
那主耶稣的答案是什么?
And what is the answer of Jesus Christ?
他本身就是答案。
That he himself is the answer.
你有主的同在, 以马内利, 你就找到答案。
And that if you have God with you, which is Emmanuel, then you have found the answer.
所以真的, 主耶稣跟我们很重要。
So Jesus Christ is very important to us.
人生的关键问题, 你没有主耶稣, 没有答案的。
And at the turning points of life, then if you do not have Jesus Christ, then you do not have the answer.
到天国要做什么?
When you go to heaven, what will you do?
圣经说我们要改变像主耶稣一样。
The Bible tells us that we will change to become like Jesus Christ.
荣耀的身体,
have a glorious body.
跟神同在,
and to be with Christ.
看到神的本体,
and to see God, the image of God.
何等的喜乐, 何等的满足,
and how joyful and how satisfying would that be?
你知道我们人老了,
And we know that we are all getting older.
身体就退化了。
And then our bodies will start deteriorating.
如果人可以活到100岁, 大部分都躺在床上。
And if a person can live until the age of 100, then perhaps they are lying on the bed.
请问如果永生要给你在地上, 你要吗?
And I ask you, if they're going to give you eternal life on this earth, do you want it?
不要说永生了, 300岁了, 让你活在地上, 你要吗?
Let's not even talk about eternity, but what about 300 years? Would you want to live 300 years?
从100岁就开始就躺在床上。
And if you start lying in the bed when you're 100 years old.
30年一代, 你130岁 的时候, 你儿子躺在床上。
And then maybe in 30 years is one generation. So when you're 130 years, then your son who is 100 now will also lie in bed. 160岁
的时候, 你的孙子躺在床上, 就是躺在旁边。
And then when you're 160 years old, then even your grandchildren are lying on the bed.
到你200岁 的, 整间都躺在床上。
And then when you're 200 years, then all your descendants are all lying on the bed with you.
那个生活会快乐吗?
Is that a very joyful life?
每天起来就看到一大堆躺在床上的。
And every day when you wake up, then all you see are all your descendants laying there next to you.
如果永生在地上, 没有人要。
And if eternal life was on this earth, then no one wants it.
但是我们永生是在天上。
But our eternal life is in heaven.
改变形象, 像主耶稣一样。
And we will change to have a glorious body like Jesus Christ.
荣耀的身体,
a glorious body.
发光的身体。
A body that gives off light.
在天国里面,
and it's in heaven.
看到神跟神同在,
and you see the guidance of God.
所以这个就是我们的答案,
and this is our answer.
耶稣就是答案,
and Jesus Christ is the answer.
这是何等的可贵, 最奇妙的参谋,
and so this is so precious, and it's truly the wonderful counselor.
我们常常发现, 要改变一个人不简单,
and oftentimes we find it's not very easy to change a person.
如果你要改变别人, 常常觉得到最后都是失望的。
And if you want to change someone, then at the end, you are often very disappointed.
为什么?
Why?
因为要改变自己都不简单啊, 何况都改变别人。
Because it's already very difficult to change ourselves. How much harder is it to change someone else?
那你发现, 如果人没有改变, 实在是有时候家庭生活很难过。
But then if you find that you cannot change this person, then sometimes you find that your family life is very difficult.
度日好像度年一样。
And every day, it seems like a year.
家庭好像监牢一样。
And your house seems like it's a prison.
所以这个人如果没有改变, 有时候你发现活着真的很痛苦。
And so if a person is not changed, oftentimes you find that it's very difficult to live.
那怎么去改变一个人?
So how is it that we can change a person?
这个也是很难的问题啊。
And this is also a very difficult question.
你带给什么心理学家、辅导学家去看看看。
And if you bring them to psychiatrists and also other people to bring to check them out.
圣经已经告诉我们了。
And the Bible tells us
弯曲的不能变直,
that the crooked cannot be made straight.
就是人性弯曲的, 你没有办法变直,
which is that if that person's essence has become crooked, it's very difficult, you cannot change, make it straight.
可能有帮助一点点, 但是不多久, 那个本性又跑出来,
and perhaps you help them a little bit, but in the end, their essence will come out again.
那人怎么能够改变人呢?
So how is it that a person can change another person?
这真的一个, 你从哪里找答案?
So where can you find this answer?
我们看这个约翰福音15章。
Let's turn to John chapter 15.
第一节,
verse 1.
约翰福音15章第一节,
John chapter 15, verse 1.
我是真葡萄树, 我父是栽培的人。 主耶稣说他是真葡萄树。
Jesus Christ said, I am the true vine.
我们再看, 第四节。
Let's also look at verse 4.
你们要藏在我里面, 我也藏在你里面, 枝子若不藏在葡萄树上, 自己就不能结果子, 你们若不藏在我里面, 也是这样, 第五节, 我是葡萄树, 你们是枝子, 藏在我里面的, 我就藏在他里面, 这个人就多结果子, 这里就是答案了。
And this is the answer.
耶稣说, 我就是葡萄树。
Jesus Christ said, I am the vine.
你就是枝子。
And you are the branches.
如果葡萄枝接在那个树上,
and if the branches are connected to this vine,
这个生命进到葡萄枝里面就结果子了,
and then the life of the vine can enter into branches and they will bear fruit.
所以一个人真的要改变啊, 最重要是要改变他的生命。
And so in order to change a person, then you need to change their lives.
生命改变了, 生活就改变了。
Because if you change their lives, then the way of living has changed also.
生命改变, 个性就改变。
And if you change the way of living, then their character has changed.
这真的是一个最重要一点。
And this is also very important.
那怎么让我们的生命改变呢?
How is it that we can change our life?
耶稣给我们答案。
Jesus Christ has given us the answer.
你要在他里面, 他就在你里面。
That we must abide in him and he will abide in us.
那你的生命改变, 你生活就多结果子, 生活就改变了。
And if we abide in him and we have life, our life is changed and then we will bear fruit.
我在一个教会里面啊, 就看到 一对兄妹来慕道。
And I was at a church and I saw that there was a brother or sister who both came to seek after the truth.
现在还没有洗礼。
And they have not been baptized.
两个都得圣灵。
Both of them have received the Holy Spirit.
他妈妈有时候也来了。
and their mother sometimes comes also.
就是问他说, 你为什么把小孩子带来? 又不, 你本身又不洗礼。
And so I asked the mother, well, why is it that you bring your children here, but yet you do not get baptized?
他说他到很多的地方看来看去, 教会里面的小孩子最乖。
And she said that I have been many places, and I found that the children in church are often the most obedient.
那他的先生是空中飞人啊, 台湾美国跑来跑去, 没有办法叫小孩子。
And her husband is a flight attendant, and he cannot
be home. Attendant,
he's a pilot.
不是的, 就是台湾也有工作了, 就来这里探亲这样跑来跑去。
And he often travels for his job, and so he is not around to discipline his children.
那这个妈妈就想, 我怎么样能够教我的小孩子?
And so this mother was thinking, how can I teach my children?
她知道这个文化影响力是很大的。
And she knew that the influence of the culture is very strong.
不看了,
and that if you do not watch your children, then they can just change bad in a moment.
最后她发现, 诶, 教会里面小孩子都很乖。
And then she found that all the children in the church are very obedient. And so she brought her children to church.
诶, 她来了,
and when they came, then two of her children both received the Holy Spirit.
哦,
and they were very good.
读书也读得很好,
and they were also very studious.
这个就是一个例子,
and this is an example.
这么多地方不去, 把小孩子带到教会来,
and there's so many places to go, and yet she goes to bring her children to church.
因为只有这里能够改变人的生命,
because only here can change a person's life.
因为主耶稣的生命是完全,
because the life of Jesus Christ is complete.
他的生命进到我们里面,
and if his life enters into us,
你的生命就会像主耶稣一样,
then your life will be like the life of Jesus Christ.
就变得越来越好,
and become even better.
这是一个很重要的答案。
This is a very important answer.
最重要的问题, 主耶稣有最奇妙的答案。
And for the most important questions, Jesus has the most miraculous answers.
说我们人啊, 一生啊, 如果你真的有问题, 你到处都找不到答案, 到最后只有一条路, 回来找主耶稣。
And so if you go through life and you have a problem that you cannot solve, then in the end, you must come back to find Jesus Christ.
当神跟我们同在,
and when God is with us,
你的问题就有答案。
Then your answers will have your questions will have an answer.
他是奇妙的测试,
because he is the wonderful counselor.
何等的可贵啊,
and how precious is this?
很多很多的问题, 耶稣就是答案。
And there are many questions, and Jesus Christ is the answer.
我们现在回到以赛亚书第九章。
Let's return to Isaiah chapter 9.
以赛亚书第九章。
Isaiah chapter 9,
第六节,
verse 6,
说他的名要称作奇妙的测试, 再来就是要做全能的神。
His name will be called Wonderful Counselor, and the next is Mighty God.
当以马内利实现, 神跟我们同在的时候, 你就可以体验到他是全能的。
And when the Emmanuel came, and God was with us, and you can feel that he is the Mighty God.
所以全能就是无所不能。
And what it means to be mighty is that he can do all things.
我们现在看, 罗马书在讲这个亚伯兰所拜的神。
Let's turn to the book of Romans to see the God that Abraham worshipped.
罗马书的第四章。
Romans chapter 4.
罗马书第四章,
Romans chapter 4,
第十七节,
verse 17,
罗马书四章的十七节,
Romans chapter 4, verse 17,
亚伯拉罕所信的, 是那叫使人复活, 是没有变成有的神, 他在主面前已经做我们多国的父。
As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of him whom he believed, God who gives life to the dead and calls those things which do not exist as though they did.
这里讲说亚伯拉罕所信的神就是我们今天所拜的神。
And here it talks about the God that Abraham believed, which is also the God we worship today.
是叫死人复活的神。
And that he is a God that gives life to the dead.
这是不可能变成有可能的神。
Meaning the God that calls those things who do not exist to those that did.
然后是没有变成有的神。
And he is one that can bring about miracles.
所以这个以马内利, 神跟我们同在的时候, 这句话就实现了。
And so talking about Emmanuel, God with us, and it makes this verse come true.
死人可以复活，没有可以变成有。
And for someone to raise the dead, to bring the dead to life, and also call those things which do not exist to exist.
所以我们所拜的神是又真又活的神。
And so the God we worship is true and living.
所以在生活当中，你可以体验到神的能力。
And so when we believe in Jesus Christ, then we can feel the existence of God.
不可能变成可能，没有变成有。
And from nothing to something.
这个叫做全能的神。
And this is the mighty God.
所以我们刚开始在唱那个赞美诗啊 ，Only believe, 只有相信。
And so at the beginning, we sang the hymn, Only believe.
每一件事情在神都是可能。
And that in God, everything is possible.
只要神愿意，每一件事情都是可能。
As long as God is willing, everything is possible.
所以你人生如果有这位神跟你同在
And if your life, you have God with you.
你所要想的就是我想要做的事情是不是合神的旨意
And if you think whether or not the thing that you want to do is according to God's will.
如果是
If it is.
这是绝对可能的
Then it's truly possible.
你看亚伯兰他75岁神说要给他一个孩子
And if you look at Abraham, when he was 70 years old, God said he wanted to give him a son.
要等到86岁
And then he waited until he was 86.
我们当中有谁86岁生小孩子啊
？And how many people have a child when they're 86 years old?
没有啊
，Nobody.
亚伯兰都86岁，他就有怀疑啊。
And when Abraham came to 86 years old, then he started doubt.
啊，一直到99岁
，until he was 99 years old.
甚至说他身体好像死人一样啊。
And says that his body was as dead.
但是他相信，神在75岁应许说我要有一个孩子。
But then he believed that Jesus Christ, that God had told him he would have a son.
就因为他这样信
，because of his belief.
他太太就生孩子。
Then his wife gave birth.
所以现在为什么你看为什么以色列人跟那个巴勒斯坦人在打架
？And now if you look, why are the Israelites and the Palestinians fighting?
回到最后就是亚伯拉罕，两个的父亲都是亚伯拉罕。
And if you dig all the way down, then you find that both of them have their father in Abraham.
86岁，他软弱了，从使女生一个孩子，以实玛利就是现在阿拉伯人的祖先。
And when he was 86 years old, Abraham became weak, and he went to try to have his own child. And so that's Ishmael, the father of the Arab nations.
99岁，他生了一个神应许的孩子，就是现在的以色列人的祖先。
And when he was 99 years old, then he was the father of God's promised son, which is Isaac, and that is the Israelites.
如果亚伯兰86岁，信心很强哦，不要这样弄出一个孩子，今天就不会打架了。
And if Abraham, when he was 86 years old, if he had been very strong in faith and not had another child, then there would not be this fighting today.
所以我们在生活当中真的有很多的体验。
And in life, we have many experiences.
很多的问题，你只要有信心，你抓住神的应许，那个地方你就体验得到神。
But as long as we have faith and it's according to God's will and we hold on to this promise of God, then we will have the end result.
我们所拜的神是全能的神。
Because the God we worship is a mighty God.
无所不能的神。
And he is able to do all things.
这就是我们的依靠。
And this is our reliance.
有人靠金钱、靠势力、靠学识、靠社会背景，我们靠神。
And some people, they rely on their money or their status, but yet we rely on God.
无所不能的神。
The God who is Almighty.
所以我们以马内利，神跟我们同在。你人生有一个依靠。
And so we have a reliance in life because of Emmanuel, God with us.
到处地方都有神，到处你都可以依靠。
And that everywhere there is a God, and everywhere we have someone to rely on.
就会有平安，因为你有一个依靠。
And then we will have peace because we can rely on Him.
你就不怕。
And we're not afraid.
因为你有一个依靠。
Because we have this reliance.
神跟我们同在。
And it's because God is with us.